it's hard to comprehend that such something like this could happen to a young child enjoying himself. On a very happy day in Clonlara, it was confirmation day on Saturday, about 40 families or so would probably have been involved. And it's awful to think that something like this could happen.
Do we know anything else about the circumstances, Michael?
Well, we don't know the detail, obviously, that happened in the pool area is all we know. The ceremony finished in Clonlara, and the mother of Shea is the school secretary, and she was involved, obviously, in the confirmation. And one of her friends whose child was getting confirmation offered to bring Shea with them to the celebration in Killaloo after the ceremony. And that's about all we know, whatever happened there. I mean, there obviously was a number of kids there enjoying themselves. And what happened, I don't know, but it must be devastating for everybody, including hotel staff and anybody, parents that were also in attendance there, watching their children enjoying themselves. It's unbelievable and shocking that something like this could happen.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard to comprehend the loss of a child. And do you know Shea's family, Michael? I presume you do. Clonlara is a small village.
It is indeed, and sure, the child's grandfather, Jerome, he'd be in the village for, I'd say, about 50 years. And he's still there. And the Shea's uncle, Tommy, would have been a member of the Clonlara senior hurling team that won the championship in 2008. He was corner forward that day. And the child's aunt, Caroline, would be a strong camogie player for many, many years and still involved in the camogie club here. And as I said already, his mother is the school secretary here. And, you know, it's one thing losing a child and having to remember that at home, but she'll, you know, she'll be with her every day at work as well. He won't be in his first class down the hall. You know, it's devastating for them. But the community are strong, and they will rally around the family, of course. And I've been assured by the Gardaí that all counselling services and anything other help they can provide will be available and is available. And will be particularly needed, I would expect, in the school and in the first class schoolmates of Shea.
Yeah, and indeed, Shea attended school Senonaife in Clonlara, where they described him as kind-hearted and with a big smile, Michael. And I know he'll be greatly missed by his friends and classmates there, and the school will offer support, because an awful tragedy like this could be the first time many of them may have experienced anything of this nature.
Absolutely. And you know, my granddaughter, who did her national primary placement work for 6 weeks in Clonlara, actually had first class, and she taught Shea and knew him very well. And, you know, his demeanour is that of the family, the Lynch family. They're always smiling. I've never seen them, whether it's on the hurling field or camogie field or anywhere else. They have a very joyous and happy disposition, all of them, and it's so sad for this to happen.